Listen closely. That is the sound of broadcast beachfront real estate. It's known as white space, and it has the capacity to provide you with Wi-Fi that has a gym membership and uses it. Because it exists at a lower frequency, it's able to penetrate buildings, trees, and hills. It's unlicensed, experimental, cheaper than 4G, and it travels miles farther with little setup, an FCC-approved radio device with an antenna.
You know, my techie guys that are putting it out, they were just amazed. With the traditional wireless, you have to have clear line of sight, and you have to really...
That's Leslie Cheney, IT director for New Hanover County. She's on her way to Airlie Gardens, one of the county's three official white space sites. For the past 2 years, with the FCC's blessing, the county has been working with a few private companies to test the network in a number of ways. In addition to Airlie, it also launched in Hugh McRae Park. Veterans Park is not far behind. It's a quiet morning at Airlie. Birds, sun, the scent of camellias lingering for what seem like miles. White space signals also travel for miles, providing residents with Wi-Fi access and the county with the ability to network security cameras. Here in Airlie, those cameras are also used for a live feed so that anyone, anywhere, can watch the Airlie Oak or the Bottle Chapel from their computer or smartphone. Keith Bolick is an engineer with TV Band Services, a company integrating this technology.
So, and see, you can kind of see the camera, but because it's white, but you can hardly even see the antenna and the radio that stick up above it. Just kind of blends into the trees there, and so. And
they had the pole. Without white space, connecting Airlie to Wi-Fi would have cost a fortune and been impossible without digging up the ground to trench wires. Lush oaks would block signals. Jim McDaniel, the county's director of parks and recreation, says white space alleviates all of these problems.
Imagine now being able to look out and not see a bunch of wires hanging. It's a great story of recycling. We're taking an element that already existed, we're finding a better and a new use for it. At the same time, hopefully we'll be cleaning our environment up as well.
The county proposed testing white space in certain areas where wiring gets complicated and expensive, like monitoring water quality in fragile wetlands and setting up surveillance cameras to gather traffic data on evacuation routes and in neighborhoods with high crime rates. Again, Leslie Cheney.
We have provided a means to not only fill some of our needs, but to show that this is a usable technology that's not going to interfere with broadcasters and others who are worried about that, so that we can open up the free enterprise to come up with more devices, more applications, and move that into rural America.
Without wires and expensive network rates, there's a lot of possibility here at Airlie, but even more so for rural America. There are more open channels in smaller towns, more white space, meaning the technological playing field for these communities could finally be leveled.
You get far off the major interstate, and there's not enough density of customers there to justify the investment for some of those companies. So if there is a different technology available, there may be those innovators who see that and jump in there and offer a service.
Many of those potential innovators were here in Wilmington for the official launch event to see how the county has integrated the network so they may spark new developments and applications. Kind of like the World's Fair.
You know, but it's a little bit more of arcane type of World's Fair as opposed to, you know, seeing people in flying cars. But you can say that.
Bill Seitz also works for TV Band Services. He says Wilmington was the ideal launch site.
Yeah, Wilmington's a perfect test bed, not only due to its white space characteristics, but it's also great for demographics. It's got a range of different geographic opportunities. I think that's probably one of the reasons the FCC chose it to do the DTV transition. It just makes perfect sense.
Site says, well, all this is very exciting. It's the very beginning, a toe in the water. For the next several months, as New Hanover slowly integrates white space, the FCC will watch to see what happens, and developers, governments, and mobile companies will eye the possibility of providing access to other pockets of the nation. Site says the rest of the country could see development spread by the end of the year, as Congress hashes out the future of the spectrum and whether or not it will be auctioned off to private companies like Google and AT&T. But for now, among the azaleas and camellias at Airlie, enjoy the soothing sounds of checking your email. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.